From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World Health Organization warns the Zika virus, seen as a possible cause of severe birth defects, is spreading rapidly through the Americas and could affect as many as 4 million people. The UN Health Agency's Director General is Margaret Chan.
Last year, the virus was detected in the Americas, where it is now spreading explosively. As of today, cases have been reported in 23 countries and territories in the region.
WHO says the mosquito-borne virus was originally seen as a mild risk to humans, but it has grown rapidly to a public health threat of alarming proportions. In the United States, President Obama has called for the rapid development of tests, as well as vaccines and treatments for Zika infections, which until now have resisted all treatment efforts. Syrian opposition says it will not be at talks on the situation in Syria scheduled to begin today in Geneva. The Saudi-backed group known as the High Negotiations Council said Thursday the responses they had received to their demands for an end to airstrikes and the lifting of a siege in Syria are not acceptable. The council did not rule out joining the talks later. Political leaders in Somalia have agreed on a framework for holding elections next year. Framework was announced after 2 days of talks in Mogadishu. Calls for the creation of an upper house of parliament with 54 seats allocated among Somalia's states. Seats in the lower house would be allocated to using a power-sharing arrangement among the country's four major clans and their smaller counterparts. No dates for the elections were announced. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, there has never been anything quite like the scene in Des Moines, Iowa, late Thursday, as the leading Republican candidate for president skipped the party's debate and staged his own rally. Billionaire developer Donald Trump split off after a spat with Fox News, the host of the official debate, only 4 days before the first votes are counted. VOA's Carolyn Presutti reports.
Seven Republican presidential candidates squared off, minus one heavyweight.
Before we get to the issues, let's address the elephant not in the room tonight.
It was the Fox News host who had provoked frontrunner Donald Trump. The businessman, who enjoys support of about a third of Iowa Republicans, boycotted the debate and rallied at the same time.
So when you're treated badly, you have to stick up for your rights.
With Trump gone.
You changed your position on immigration. You used to support a path to citizenship.
So did you.
Well, but you changed the and the book.
So did you, Marco.
Former Governor Jeb Bush and Senator Marco Rubio sparred over whether illegal immigrants can stay, a subject that prompted one of the sharpest exchanges of the campaign. The nation will learn how all this played with Iowa voters when they caucus on Monday. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.
Also here in the U.S., President Obama has directed his national security advisors to counter efforts by Islamic State militants to expand into Libya and other countries. He emphasized that the U.S. would continue to counter IS plotters in any country where it's necessary. U.S. and South Korean officials are privately saying they believe North Korea is preparing a missile launch within the next week. Japanese media reported that satellite images show North Korea setting up a long-range ballistic missile launch from a site used to fire missiles that can travel more than 10,000 kilometers. North Korea says the missiles are rockets for launching satellites into space. Meantime, the U.S. Senate panel has approved tougher sanctions against North Korea, targeting its nuclear program, as well as other matters. Cory Gardner is a Republican senator from the state of Colorado.
Both the House and the Senate bill focus on mandatory sanctions, which is a dramatic change from the sanction regime that we have in place today. But it also goes a step further in cybersecurity policies, codifying executive orders, and making sure that we're focusing on human rights. Our bill also goes into sanctions and second-order sanctions on minerals that could be used to fund proliferation activities.
Thursday's unanimous vote by the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee came several weeks after Pyongyang claimed it had tested a hydrogen nuclear bomb. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has signed trade agreements with France worth billions. Signing followed the lifting of international sanctions imposed on Iran's nuclear program.
That's the latest world news from VOA.